880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America. Welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. We've had business turned on its head today as the Supreme Court gave its health care decision. We'll try to get some folks on the show next week from UHealth to talk to us more about what that means to our community. But today we're going to focus on Social Media Day in Miami. We're a sponsor of Social Media Day in Miami. John Mahoney at Social Media 305 will be on in just a few minutes to talk about what that event is, how you can attend, and what it means to you. Then at about 5:25, Rob Denton, president and founder of True North Financial, will be on. He'll talk to you about how you can make sure that you can remain solvent if you're having cash flow problems. Then Dr. Victor Franks will be on. We're going to discuss flower power, using the natural power of nature to heal you. Then I'm going to talk about a bunch of different topics during my editorial. We're going to talk about the power of the presidency. We're going to talk about the Miami Heat and what we've learned from them. And we're going to talk about why we're a sponsor of Social Media Day. I'd also like to take this opportunity to let you know that we're going to start to have a new sponsor on the show. It's going to be Warren Henry Motors. We're going to talk a lot about Warren Henry's advantage. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, but they are a top-of-the-line auto dealer. They give great service. They have treated me like $1 million. I get my cars there. They're the best. Their service is terrific. Their sales folks are terrific. Their follow-up is the best, but you get even more with the Warren Henry advantage. You get a bunch of different things: Easy Care Dent Repair, Easy Care Key Care, Easy Care Personal Assistant, and a whole bunch more. We'll be talking about it a lot more with Larry over the coming weeks. And don't forget, they've got their 4th of July sale coming up, so make sure you go out to the Warren Henry Automotive Stores up on 441 north of the Miami Gardens Drive, Ives Dairy Road area. They have Volvo, Range Rover, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Infiniti. And now we're going to do some emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right. Thank you, Barry White, as always. Stephen Brickle writes, why do I care that Germany is willing to negotiate on euro bonds? Well, if nothing else, it shows that the government gridlock in Europe may be breaking. If government gridlock breaks there, maybe we'll have a miracle here and the people will start doing the jobs that we elected them to do, and they'll start breaking the gridlock here rather than digging their heels in and fighting for their I don't even know what, their ideological purity. I don't care about ideological purity. I care about what's effective for America, and we need action. If Germany's willing to suck it up and deal with all of the deadbeat countries that are in the Eurozone, then we need the people here in the United States to deal with what's going on here. So the main thing I take away from Germany willing to talk about Euro bonds is that there is progress in Germany. There is progress in Europe. Things are perhaps getting better. The stock market flat today. So hopefully it'll pick up next week when this stuff starts to show teeth. Stan in Miami writes, did you tweet yesterday about the condo sales center opening? Stan, yes, I did. It was the second condo sales center opening that I've been to in probably about a month and a half. It's starting to happen again to some degree. But what's different this time is that the condos are being built primarily out of cash. They're not being speculatively built, and they're not as big and onerous as the other projects were. 400 units is not the benchmark anymore. Hopefully there'll be smaller than that, but the sales center was hopping. It was terrific. I want to tell you, it is just really wild to see what's going on in the commercial in the residential condo market in Brickell. You've got to go down there. You wouldn't believe it. Stan, I hope you make the trip. Barry in Fort Lauderdale writes, I'm having trouble with the IRS. I'm a 1099 employee, and I owe them lots of money. Can True North help? Well, we'll ask Rob that particular question when he comes on in about 20 minutes, but I'm sure that if he can't help you, one of the people on his team can. He even brought in one of their attorneys today. Maria from Brickell writes, how goes social media? Well, Maria, we're a sponsor of Social Media Day. We'll have John Mahoney at Social Media 305 on in just a couple minutes talking about that event. But we've passed 3,000 Twitter followers. We've got over 1,400 LinkedIn connections. And our email blast of over 2,000 people has no opt-outs. So I say we're doing pretty good on social media, Maria. If we can help you out, give us a call. Okay, Lou in Coconut Grove, what is World Social Media Day? Well, that's just another question to ask Johnny, so stick around for about 5 minutes, and we'll talk about Mashability or all these different things that he's got that are of a universe I don't know. But I'm getting there, I promise, and you will too. Patty from Atlanta writes, hey, Patty, first of all, thanks for listening in on the web or on TuneIn Radio. How do you see the capital markets for the rest of the year? Jumbled, uncertain, and probably slowing down. A lot of the people that I know, there are top quality transactions that are still getting quoted on a regular basis very aggressively. And if you've got a deal that the lenders want, they'll go out and they'll quote, and you'll get lots of quotes if it's something that they want. If they don't want it, they'll be flies. And as the year goes on and people fill their lower than historic quotas, you'll see less and less activity in the capital markets. And it may be that the fourth quarter is the cruelest quarter of all this year, because we've got the government shutdown that's going to be looming and coming at us right after the election. And I can guarantee you they aren't going to do anything before the election, because these people don't earn their pay, as I said earlier. They work for us. I want them to do the people's work. The people's work isn't about creating a pure ideology. The people's work is about creating workable solutions to our problems and issues. Larry in Miami writes, my identity was stolen, and somebody filed a tax return and claimed my refund. This happened last year, too. I cannot get my refund, and the IRS told me to call my congressman. What gives? I don't know what gives. Why don't you call Bill Nelson and ask him? What gives is that you got to get your money back, but the IRS is overwhelmed. And this problem continues and continues and continues. If you lived in North Miami Beach, maybe you were victimized by that guy that was still, you know, stealing all of the IDs. It's out of hand. I could tell you this has happened to a couple of senior citizens I know. It's money that they need to live on. It's disgusting, and the people that are doing this should be prosecuted to the full letter of the law. They should have a room right next to Bernie Madoff, as far as I'm concerned. Give them a little fun there. Aha! Ken in Boca writes, I just got a foreclosure notice in the mail. I'm a general contractor. My clients are slow to pay me, and business has been slowing down. Actually, it's starting to pick up a little, but I'm still behind on all my payments, and I don't know where to turn. Can True North help? Ken, sounds like you need Rob Denton. And we will get Rob Denton on the line talking to you in about 15 minutes, right after John talks to us about social media. I got 2 more minutes, according to Juan, so I'm going to keep rolling down the highway. Walter in Miami writes, I need to tune up my underwriting skills. How do I do that? Well, Walter, the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies just had a course down here in Miami on Argus. If you'd like to get more information about spinning up your skills on Argus, go to the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies website, and I'm sure that they'll have the information that you need. Susie and Durrell, what about education? It got bumped from the headlines. Well, that's right. Healthcare reform and Obamacare did bump education from the headlines for just a while, but it will return soon. And in fact, next week, we're going to have Dr. David Lawrence, the former publisher of the Miami Herald, who is an activist on education in our community, on our show, talking about education and the challenges our community faces. So you want to make sure that you catch that next week. Pam in Miami writes, what does the Supreme Court decision on health care mean to me? Well, it means a lot to you. It means a lot to small business. And we're going to try to get some of our UHealth people on next week to talk a little bit more about what healthcare reform means to you. Our final email is from Jane on Brickell. She writes, I saw you sponsoring Social Media Day. What's up with that? Well, stick with us because right after this break, we're going to have John Mahoney at Social Media 305 on talking about why he twisted my arm. He didn't really twist my arm. He just asked me why Freedom Business is a sponsor of Social Media Day back after this.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, America, we are back, and we are back with one of my favorite people, John Mahoney, a.k.a. at Social Media 305, a.k.a. Johnny Irish. He has got some of the largest accounts as far as followers go for Twitter thought leaders here in the South Florida area. John promotes many national companies on social media. He is a social media thought leader. He is at Social Media 305. He is John Mahoney. Johnny, welcome to the show, bud.
Thank you, sir. How are you today?
I am doing great. Please help me understand why we are sponsoring. Well, what is Social Media Day? Is that just local? What's the story with that?
No, Social Media Day is a national event that was started by an online news organization that is under Mashable.com. Have you ever heard of it?
Mashable.com sounds like something I'd order at a restaurant with my steak.
These are the leading news providers for everything that is happening in social media around the world.
Oh, how totally cool. Well, I got to subscribe to that.
Yeah, it's actually really good, and it provides a lot of value, and these guys were first to jump on the scene and provide this news, and they saw the growth in the communities and the collaborations that are going to take place via social media. So what they did, Jim, in 2010, through their networks and their own social media and their online reach, they started Social Media Day. Now, this, you know, initially goes to major cities, New York, San Francisco, Miami, and that's because, you know, a lot of times that's where the marketing, PR, technology hubs are, and they're the ones that are using social media the most. However, we're 3 years into it now, and it's starting to spread to even the smaller communities. And what we're doing here in Miami is we're really looking to kind of foster the growth of social media.
Now, Johnny, where is this event occurring, and when does it take place?
Okay, this is going to be an event that starts 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Zaduk Gallery in Wynwood.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Surrounded by bars, just in case I get bored.
Oh, wait till you see what happens for the after party, Jim.
Oh, after party? I am there and happening.
I'm going to tell you, Jim, I'm really impressed with how the city of Miami and all the intricate little communities of Miami have come together to promote this event as one. And it's not a business thing. This is 100% free. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we have 18 speakers running in three different rooms at Zadook Gallery. And the speakers are just unprecedented. People that are out there, they're social, they're making things happen in their own world. And as you just said earlier, they're thought leaders.
And I'll bet you there's a lot of good stuff that's going to be going on just in the hallways. Whenever I go to these conventions, I find that the most interesting stuff happens in the hallways.
Oh, the networking is unprecedented.
I'm very, very excited about going. And I'm very glad that you asked me to sponsor it. Now, Zadook Galleries, do we know what the address of that place is?
2534 North Miami Avenue.
2534 North Miami Avenue.
Exactly. And all information, Jim, can be found at miamisocialmedia.com.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you to give that again later, too.
Absolutely.
Now, Social Media Day, it's in big cities in the United States. How about overseas? Is this starting to become an international phenomenon?
Oh, my God. Have you seen what happened in Egypt in the past year? Social media took over the government, and these types of communities are popping up everywhere. And the reality is, Jim, you know, companies like Mashable that put this together and then communities like ours that are helping it grow are what is spreading this worldwide. So it's not in the major cities and with the quote-unquote cool people. It's with your regular person that is living in Kansas or with someone that's living in a small community in Germany.
Or your 50-plus-year-old nerdy guy who lives over on the beach, but you circled him in there and somehow roped him in to become a social media thought leader in his own right.
Absolutely, and you're doing phenomenal.
Thank you. I was fishing for that.
Yeah, you really are. I'm really impressed with your tweeting. And, you know, for someone like me that's in the business, you know, tweeting it really has a proper etiquette. And you know, I've always been someone that has been talkative and communicating. So when I am on Twitter and I have friends on Twitter or the communities are growing on Twitter and on social media in general, we want to foster this, you know, the sharing and the collaboration. It's not about business or getting your message across. You know, one of the mottos they have, especially here in Miami, is if you get it, share it. And that's the name of the game. And that's what we're bringing to Miami this Saturday. You know, normally a lot of cities, and we did it last year, we have a happy hour. We have a big party. A couple of hundred people come, and it's an awesome, awesome event. However, this year we're changing the game, and we're bringing the education to the forefront. You know, the major part of our day is going to be to teach people, and not just people that don't know anything about social media. We have 18 speakers. I am really excited about learning from people that have been doing this a lot longer than I, that have a greater reach than I, and most importantly, people that are using platforms that I might not be using yet. And that's the beautiful part about Social Media Day, and especially Social Media Day Miami. So I highly recommend all of your listeners to come out Saturday. We start at 2 o'clock. I highly recommend to arrive early because there is going to be a lot of people coming. We have some great sponsors. We have Overblog, came from France to sponsor Social Media Day Miami.
Wow.
Yeah. From France. The CEO is flying in as we speak to be here just for this day. And the reason is they see the growth in this, but they also see our vision in educating our community, in making it larger.
Well, I also think that Miami being an international hub of thought and innovation is a natural place for people from overseas to come and congregate at this event. I'm very much looking forward to it. And your technology and methodology has taught me how to circulate my content across the globe. Recently, we had an article that we did that went to China, England, South Africa, Belgium. Did I say England? India? Doesn't matter. All over the world. These wild places that I've never even, well, I have heard of them, but I never thought that I would ever find anybody that would care what I had to say in those places.
You know what the greatest thing? Social media gives us a wider range, greater access to information.
Well, what I really found is it gives me an ability to communicate with people that really appreciate it. For instance, this week I communicated with Allstate.
Mm-hmm. With, I saw that.
With
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy and with a bunch of other people. And I've been retweeted many times now. And it really is nice to see yourself retweeted because it gives an indication that what you're thinking is something that matters to other people as well. Isn't that what that's all about, Johnny?
Absolutely. You know, some of our sponsors out there, we have the Knight Foundation, we have the Stage Bar, we have Freedom Business. But most importantly, we also have the Miami Parking Authority.
So oh, is Art Noriega going to be there?
Well, hopefully. He's
excellent.
More than likely RSVP'd, and I highly recommend everyone to RSVP because we are getting tight on space.
Oh, Johnny, RSVP for me. Not RSVP. I got my Freedom Business card gets me
I
in.
Have a special VIP seat for you up in the coffee
excellent,
lounge.
Excellent, yeah? Excellent, excellent.
Even Red Bull is in on this, Jim.
Oh, well, I don't drink caffeine, so you can have mine.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about social media, really the power of it. You know, a couple of years ago, let's even say 10 or maybe even 5 years ago, how often could you communicate with a major brand?
Hi, not at all. And now I'm communicating with them all the time. You know what I've really noticed, Johnny, is that every time that I go out, somebody asks me about how's the radio show. I get your LinkedIn. I get your email. I get your tweets. It really is a fabulous way to keep in touch. It's non-invasive. And now nobody's opting out. I'm just, I don't want to say I'm amazed. I'm thrilled. Now, Johnny, if people want to participate, what's the email address again, and where is the thing going to be located?
Okay, this is going to be at Zaduk Gallery from 2 to 6 p.m., which is 2534 North Miami Avenue.
On Saturday.
On Saturday. Now, after 6 p.m., one of our other sponsors is Wood Tavern in Wynwood, which is located on Northwest 2nd Avenue and 25th. That'll be the after party, which starts at 6 p.m., and Wood doesn't close till 4, so I'm certain we're going to have a late one there.
I can't wait.
Everybody can find out all the information they need at miamisocialmedia.com, and again, it's 100% a free event.
This is a free educational service that we're helping to be a sponsor. We're providing this to our listeners and our community as a sponsor for their benefit. We do a lot of social media. Again, Johnny, where is it?
It's going to be 2534 North Miami Avenue at Zaduk Gallery in Wynwood.
And they can RSVP, which is highly recommended, by going to the website, which is
miamisocialmedia.com.
All right, Johnny, social media 305, John Mahoney, Johnny Irish, my favorite Twitter dude in the whole world, the guy who knows how to get the info out. Thank you so much. High five.
High five.
We'll be right back after this short break with Rob Denton, the president and CEO of True North Financial. He'll tell us how to get our bacon out of the fire. Back after this. Hi, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure that you go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies website, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, to learn about how you can improve your ability to function as a real estate professional in the current market. You can also go there to get current market information and to find out who's involved in the network. One other thing that the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center, does is we raise money for students to have a scholarship to go to the University of Florida. I've given a scholarship, and in fact, last couple weeks ago, we had a scholarship golf tournament. So if you want to get to be a top-of-the-line real estate professional and improve your credentials to move ahead in the expanding field of real estate, go to the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies and hit their website and get some more information. You'll be glad you did.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Hugo Perez of Data Corp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. Data Corp is the IT partner that you're looking for. Data Corp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make Data Corp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, Data Corp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, America, we are back with more Freed on Business. We are here with the president and CEO of True North Financial, Rob Denton. And Rob, welcome back.
Jim, great to be here.
Now, Rob, you've been working with Johnny, haven't you, to try to get the word out?
I can't believe it. He is unbelievable what he's showing me how to do, how to reach out to people. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, he's terrific, and we're going to be doing more of that at the social media thing on that he talked about on Saturday at the Zadook Gallery from 2 to 6. But that's not why we're here in this segment. In this segment, we're here to talk about the people that you help. Now, Rob, how does somebody know that they're a candidate for your services? What symptoms does a patient of True North Financial exhibit?
Well, it starts with losing sleep at night, worrying about your business.
How about weight? I've been losing sleep and weight.
That's definitely it.
Okay.
One of the things they may be thinking, do you have any collection lawsuits? Are you getting any collection calls?
Oh, so like the phone rings and it says 1-800-BILL-ME?
Exactly. Oh. A lot of people run from that call, but we can make that call stop.
Yeah, well, what if you answer that call and say the wrong thing? That could be dangerous too, right? Not you, but the person that's getting the call.
Absolutely. They're out there trying to collect, and quite frankly, if you owe the money, you should be paying it. But if you're in a tough situation, running away from your debts is not the answer. Facing them head on with what we do is definitely one way to resolve your problems.
Well, I know in commercial real estate, one of the things that the banks and lenders have had to come to grips with is what do they do with somebody that had a single asset limited liability company go bankrupt through no fault of their own? And what the banks have determined is that people that deal with them righteously, that look them in the eye and say, I had a problem, I fixed my problem, I did whatever you wanted, those people can get a loan again. The people that were bad are bad for a long time.
Absolutely. And one of the things we really focus on is helping people become bankable again in the future. Right now, the banks are not lending like they used to. People are playing defense. They're not able to pay their bills. We believe that if we put you in a position, reduce your debt, reset or recalibrate the debts that you owe, we're going to put you in a position to become bankable again in the future when the economy turns.
Okay, so what you said is that you can help somebody reset their position and become bankable again. I want to make sure that we get that out there.
Absolutely. And, there are a lot of people who owe a lot of money, and some creditors are willing to take less as long as it's presented the right way. Taking nothing, going into bankruptcy, ending up with nothing is not really what the banks or the creditors are looking for. And let me be clear, we're not just talking about banks. We're talking about vendors, other vendors who aren't getting paid or can't make their payments as well. Getting something or getting the economy moving again is one thing that we can help. It's better than doing nothing.
Now, we had a question earlier today. It was from a guy that was a general contractor. His business was slowing down. His people weren't paying him fast. Is this the kind of guy that you're talking about?
Absolutely. Listen, there's two sides of the equation when it comes to cash flow, the money in and the money out. And a lot of times the creation of trouble happens when people are not getting paid. And I can tell you this right now. The solution is not aggressive collection tactics. It's working out a solution, being proactive. We have a program, quite frankly, Jim, called AR Assist, and it's designed to be a soft sell collection that helps uncover the other guy's problems. And the reality is that, when you're not getting paid and you don't know who to pay when it comes to payroll tax, payroll, rent, sometimes you just don't know which way to turn, and people shut down, and that's what causes the problems right now.
Yeah, I can only say is that the bankers that I know, the worst thing that you can do to them besides lie to them is to not talk to them. If you don't talk to somebody, they only imagine the worst. And most people like to be talked to and to know what's going on and to have somebody on the other end of the phone that can help them figure things out. Now, I know that you're in an industry that's grown, obviously, with the economic situation that the entire country has faced. And I know that you're a nationwide company. What gives you your edge against some of the other people that helps you execute business in a way that perhaps other people can't?
Two things. Number one, we've been there. We've been on the other side. We know what it feels like. Personally, we've had our own collection issues over the years. But most importantly, everyone who worked with my firm, the collectors, the negotiators, attorneys, we've all been on the other side of the fence as far as in the collection business. So we know what some of these collectors are going to say and how they're going to handle it. So basically knowing how to handle something is part of the solution.
Yeah, I got to believe that even though they come off as very disrespectful and everybody always yells at them, I'll bet that if somebody comes and talks to them with cogent thoughts and a plan, that's what they want to hear.
Listen, I'd love to deal with Johnny and handle some Twitter items with some of the benefits, some of the things that we get, some of the creditors and collection agents, the attorneys, who appreciate and respect our professional approach.
Well, what we're going to start doing is we're going to work with Johnny to post some of those things, and Johnny will work to build a community that's concerned about its credit health. And as the community builds, we'll be putting the word out in that way, too. That's what Johnny does. Now, we've talked a little bit about this construction industry, and you're not just a service provider for the construction industry. You're involved in their trade associations, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're involved in a number of trade associations, and quite frankly, what I do, what my company does, what True North, what we do, is work with just about every type of industry, but we've been fortunate enough to really focus on some local people who have had some trouble, and that's construction. Construction and also the hospitality industry.
Now, we've been talking a little bit about the construction industry, but let's talk a little bit about the food and beverage industry. What would be the problem in the food and beverage industry? We had one guy talk about how he was taking some of his tax payments for some of his withholding, and that was causing a problem with the IRS for him. Is that something that goes on?
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting.
I'm sorry, I'm a Pollyanna. I'm just not in the business.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I deal with an association called the Restaurant Vendors Association, and they're at the tip of the iceberg. They deal directly with the restaurants, with the hotels. They know what's going on. And I can tell you right now, there are restaurants that don't even know who are the right vendors to go with. This group, they've really put together a cogent group who know how to help restaurants get through some of these problems.
Well, it's the summertime. And the summertime means the brutal times for the restaurant industry. So I've got to believe that there's a lot of people out there that have been hanging on, hoping, you know, that they'll be able to carry through. And they probably need a business strategy that will help them get through the summer. You can offer them that type of business strategy.
Absolutely. We have some financial services that can help. We can find some working capital for them. But when it comes down to it, Jim, in the summer, the cash flow crunch that takes place, the slowdown, it could spell the end. And we know that some of these businesses, if they just had a little bit of capital, someone who cared, someone who understood, we have a program called BillGuard. It helps. It almost works like insurance. It helps you pay your bills when you can't. So anyone who would want to find out about that, if they'd like to call our firm or go to our website at the firm, you can give us a call directly at 877-846-0667, or call me directly. My direct line is 954-379-4738. And of course, they could check us out on the web, which is www.truenorthfinancial, and that's a .net.
Now, you said something earlier that I want to go back to. You said that people don't have anybody that cares. Now, you're a business. Are you trying to tell me that the people that work for you are also trained and advised that they should care about their clients?
Listen, we're a consulting firm, and without a doubt, the number one thing that we look for is that God bless you at the end of the day. We get a lot of them, and the answer specifically is yes, we do care.
Well, Johnny's going to be tweeting those out, too, for you real soon. I know that for a fact. Now, one of the things that is difficult for people to get over the hump on is that they have no money, but they need to hire somebody. And they're afraid that you're going to want an upfront fee. I mean, let's face it. The mortgage scammers that were out there a couple of years ago were all about upfront fees. How about you guys? Do you guys take upfront fees?
We do not. We're a contingency-based firm. We do not look for an upfront fee. We are in it with our clients. We are a success-based firm. And quite frankly, if we cannot put you in a better situation, there's no fee, period.
Now, it seems to me then that you must believe that you're going to be successful more times than not.
Well, listen, you know, we want to make sure that our client is theoretically ready, willing, and able to tackle the problem. So it's very important then when we speak to a client, we're going to do a full analysis and also make sure that they actually want help. Because some people are just looking for, you know, the side door. We're not interested in that. We want to help people who want to be helped.
Yeah, I know for a fact that there's certain people that think that their credit card companies put it to them. And before they start a process like this, they're going to put it to the credit card companies. And that's not the right approach.
That's not it at all. All right. If you have a legitimate hardship and you're feeling the pinch of the economy, we're there to help. We're not looking to help someone who's just trying to beat the system.
Yeah, I mean, those people deserve to go to jail. I'm sorry. I won't editorialize. But Rob, tell me this. Your goal is to do no harm for the client with their relationship to their creditors. So are you telling me that these people may be able to repair their credit with these different individual creditors and then be able to do business with them again?
Number one goal, maintain relationships with the valued suppliers. Okay, very important. Not just a creditor who's a bank, but a supplier, someone who supplies the food to the restaurants, someone who supplies the soda, someone who supplies any other program, because you don't want to get known as a bad guy. Listen, things go bad for people. You have tough times in business, but the last thing you want to do is be known as someone who runs out on their obligations.
No.
So we're going to help them.
Yeah, actually, you should be stand-up guy financial, because that's what you're making everybody to do, is to stand up, look at the situation, realistically assess it, and go from there. Now, Rob, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that again?
They can call me directly, 954-379-4738. Toll-free nationally, 877-846-0667. And, of course, on the web, www.truenorthfinancial.net.
Now, there's a lot of hospitality businesses, a lot of construction businesses, and a lot of restaurant and food and beverage businesses that are based down here that have operations in other parts of the country. You guys are national, aren't you?
We have a number of national clients in the hotel chains in specifics. But yeah, absolutely. Nationally, it's not limited. Obviously, the tough economy is not limited to down here in Florida.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, Rob, we really appreciate you coming on the show and being one of our lead sponsors on the show, and also coming in and giving good help and advice to our clients, to our listeners. I guess they are clients too. If they have an interest in getting a hold of you, I want to give the phone numbers and the website one more time and go a little slow. I'm trying to bide a little time here so people can get their paper and pencil ready. If you're up against it financially and want to see if there's a way to get out honorably, call Rob Denton or email Rob Denton. Rob Denton, how do they do that?
They can call me directly, 877-846-0667. Locally, 954-379-4738. Our website, again, is www.truenorthfinancial.net. And if you want to email me directly, it's rob@truenorthfinancial.net.
I think people listening should take a look in the mirror, think about it internally, and if you're in trouble and you want to get help and you want to restart yourself financially and you want to do it honorably in the right way, that they should work with True North Financial. Thank you so much, Rob, for coming on. We're looking forward to having you again next week and to having some of the other folks from your team on as well. Really appreciate everything you're doing for our community here, Rob Denton.
Jim, thanks a lot. This is great.
It's our pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Victor Franks. We're going to talk about how nature can help you heal. Back after this. Even if that doesn't ring true. Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America. The truly national version of Freed on Business is coming right at you. We are bi-statal. We have got Victor Franks coming down from the mountaintop. Victor, how's it going out there out west? You're not on fire, are you?
Well, we are, actually. There's about 8 fires in Montana alone, and Colorado's already been burning up. So it's the wind has been nonstop, so it's just, you know, feeding these fires. So it's...
It's not going to attack our gardens of herbs, is it?
No, well, fortunately, I live on the Yellowstone River, and it's usually in the mountains, or, and I have 2 fire prevention ponds near the house, too, so I think I'm pretty safe here, but still, you hate to see, you know, so many places is burning up.
Oh, it's horrible. But listen, Victor, let's talk about bringing nature to bear to help people feel better.
This is one of the, I'd have to say, more esoteric subjects I've ever covered. But at the same time, I've been using these flower essences for years, and I know they work. I mean, all my clients who take them, they come to me later, and they're sometimes, you know, only a couple days later to a week or two later, and they're stunned. They go, I can't believe I feel I'm completely healed from whatever emotional issue was going on.
I got to tell you, Victor, is that I still use that stuff that you brought me, that stuff where you put the flowers in the alcohol when I had that flu that went around that people kept for like 3 months.
Those are herbal tinctures. Those are, you know, strictly physical medicine. This is emotional medicine. This is for your mind-body health, but it's not in use with alcohol. It's actually what you do is initially, it was developed by this in the 30s by this Dr. Edward Bach, who was an English physician, and he has these famous Bach flower essences or Bach flower remedies, which most people, if they know at all about this, this is usually what they know of, and it's available at most good health food stores. But the ones that I make are mostly mountain flowers, and they pretty much deal with anything you can think of as far as emotional duress is covered by one flower or another. And you basically just pick the flowers at their peak, and in the early morning you float them in spring water in a crystal bowl or a glass bowl with no markings on it, and you basically let the sun cook it. The sun goes through the flowers, imbuing the water itself with the healing essence of the flower. And it sounds, you know, to a Western pharmacologic mindset, it's like, oh, please. But I know it works. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of, you know, what people claim are almost miracles.
Well, make sure you bring back a whole bunch of flowers, because I know a very uptight, high-intensity person that's totally driven and could probably use a little Larry Layback in his life.
I can't. Well, you know, I mean,
can't imagine who that might be, can you?
My list here of things that, you know, I call it 21st century psychotherapy, and instead of relying on more psychotropic drugs, which, you know, let's face it, are somewhat, you know, strong and can be dangerous.
Very dangerous. I mean, they hurt your liver, they can create dependency, all kinds of crazy stuff.
And these don't conflict with any pharmaceutical drugs that you are taking or any other kind of therapy. I regard it as a subdivision of homeopathy. Because there, as far as the active ingredient, it's almost into the realm of vibrational medicine. You can actually compare it to a hologram because of the light going through the flowers, and it almost like photographs that healing essence into the water. So you make homeopathic dilutions, and you know there's almost no traceable ingredient in there, but it works. It's amazing.
It sounds so, to me
I
like...
I know it requires a bit of a stretch in your thinking beyond the material world, but I've got a couple of my examples here that might come home. Like the only one that really that I can think of that works on the physical body is dandelion. And, you know, something we spend billions of dollars a year trying to get rid of. The dandelion flower releases physical tension from stress in your body. And you could spray it on or you can take it in the mouth orally. And either way, I've seen people just visibly relax almost immediately.
Wow, that sounds
Which
like amazing.
You could use like gallons of
Yeah, I know. But the problem is that I live in an urban setting and haven't seen a dandelion in like I don't know how many years. It's right up there with, you know, well, dandelions, crabgrass.
Well, yeah,
I haven't seen either.
For them. And the other thing, too, when you make these, it's almost essential to make it in a pristine environment like where I live. And I actually make mine in that semi-famous sculpture of mine, The Flower of Life, on the banks of the Yellowstone River. And I make it right in the middle of that 120-foot diameter sculpture, so it's got its own.
Well, the only thing better than that would be putting it under a pyramid.
Pretty much. And I got a couple other examples here you might like.
Give it to me, Victor. Come on. Give it to me.
Impatience flower. What do you think that's
Give it to
for?
Me now. Come on. I can't take it. I don't want to wait. Give it to me.
Yeah,
what's the one about impatience? Come on. Come on.
It's for people like you who are impatient. Peppermint flowers. And, you know, this is peppermint grown in gardens down in Miami. It's for mental lethargy or just feeling sluggish or dull mentally. And I'm sure a lot of people are feeling like that. Zinnia is another one. It's for people who are over-serious or don't have a sense of humor. I know you know a few of those.
Yeah, I sure do. I'd like to make sure I put that in the water cooler at a couple of offices that I go to.
Dose them, people. Yeah, tell them to relax. And one is for this one specifically for women. This is truly a Miami flower, hibiscus. And it's for a lack of warmth and vitality in women, usually due to previous abuse or some kind of, you know, issues in their past. So it allows them to reconnect with their female sexuality. So you can't even think of an emotion that isn't covered by a particular flower essence. So they're safe, they're easy, they're cheap, and they're effective. And
well, I want to get some more of those sex me up flowers there. I definitely want to get some of those. And I want to get the ones that relax you, and I want to get the ones that lower my level of intensity. But the number one thing I want to do is make sure that we get the word out about your reboot camp and how people can find out more about that and find out more about your cleanses and your herbal treatments and how people can lose weight and stay healthy. Give it to me, Victor. How do people find you?
www.askdrfranks.com.
Well, you are the best, Dr. Victor Franks. We'll have you back in a couple of weeks, as I know you're out there getting mellow in the mountains. But thanks again, as always. And if people want to get a hold of you again, how do they do that?
AskDrFranks.com or 305-975-8748.
Hey, Victor, I hope you're getting those emails from the guys that keep asking me how I keep looking so good.
I am.
All right,
as
great.
As a matter of fact, and I'm having opportunities to help some of your best buddies already. We're having some good conversations.
Excellent. Well, listen, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Let's talk off the air during the week. You're the best, Dr. Victor Franks. Juan, am I going to go to a break? Or are we going right to Lolly Green? Lolly Green MSW is up. Hey, Lolly, how you doing?
Excellent.
What do we got today?
All right. Well, today we're talking a little bit about the stress that people have at work and leads them to feel that they may need some outside help in the form of pills to help them to get through their challenges.
Well, we just talked to Victor, and Victor doesn't like pills. He thinks that there's natural ways to do that. I'm sure that pills are okay in the short term, but in the long term could be pretty harmful.
I think that's absolutely right. That's sort of the core of this get-together today, what we're talking about.
Some general information
that might help you or a family member or a friend who has decided they need pills is what this is about. And I tried to divide the information into six sections because there's a lot to cover. Number one, anyone who takes psychiatric medicine should be under the care of a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. The psychologist cannot dispense medicine, only therapy. And number two, therapy is helpful if it's time delimited and has a goal, a written treatment plan. Anyone who says he or she is a therapist and just does open-ended work is not really worthwhile. Like other specializations, therapy should be handled by a talented, respectful professional. Therapy works if the patient respects the therapist and really believes that he or she can be of help. It's the relationship that facilitates the healing. And that's number two. So number three, no one should jump off of any anxiety or depression medication. These are powerful chemicals that can cause a withdrawal phase that can be even more painful than the problem that the patient has.
Well, Lolly, if they want to get more information about this, how do they find you on online with your AOL account?
Okay, that's at L Green, that's L-G-R-E-E-N, at 661, I'm sorry, at AOL.com.
lgreen661 at AOL.com if you want to get a hold of Lolly Green MSW to find out more about how to handle your psychotropic drugs.
Very good.
All right, Lolly. Thanks so much for calling in. Really appreciate your positive energy. We'll be looking for it next week.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We'll be right back after this short break with our final editorial here on Freedom Business. Stick with us. You're not going to want to miss it. All right, this is Jim Fried, and I want to make sure you get the big plus, the Warren Henry Advantage. Warren Henry Autos, up on 441, just south of the county line. They've got Volvo, Range Rover, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Infiniti. They've got a big 4th of July sale going. They've got great people. You get the Warren Henry Advantage. Larry's in, our good friend, will be on the show on a regular basis talking about car trends and just plain speed. So make sure you get more with the Warren Henry Advantage. Go to warrenhenryauto.com. We'll be having more with the Warren Henry folks down the road.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, America, this is Jim Fried, and we're wrapping up the show with my editorial. First, I want to talk about Social Media Day. Social Media Day is what we have been a sponsor of. We had Johnny Mahoney on from at Social Media 305 talking about it. You want to make sure you go to the Zadook Gallery over in Midtown, actually Wynwood, and go to the event. It's going to be absolutely super. We're sponsoring it because social media will be more and more involved in our business every day. And don't forget, I will be there too. You want to make sure you go to the Social Media Day. You'll meet me. You'll meet Johnny, you'll meet all the thought leaders, and you'll learn why social media is one of the most important ways that Americans and actually everybody is communicating. You've seen what it did in Egypt. You're seeing what it's doing here in America. Let's be part of the trend. Let's all get social and join the community. I'd also like to talk about the power of the presidency. I observed the president's motorcade as it was transporting him back from Miami Beach over to the airport the other night. I can only tell you it's an exercise in pure power. When that motorcade drives through town, everything stops and you know that somebody important is going through. I've actually met some of the other presidents in the past. One time I rode my bike, I can't believe I was allowed to do this, in the middle of the night while George Bush I was driving to a campaign appearance in Tampa. As soon as I realized what was going on, I peeled off and stopped. Thank God they realized I was nobody important, and it was well before 9/11, so there wasn't any big deal. But that was my first brush with the presidency. My next brush, I met Bill Clinton in person at an event. I've got to tell you, what a powerful thing. He had just returned from the Middle East. We shook hands. Our eyes met. There was nobody in the world except me and Bill Clinton. A couple of weeks later, I came back home to Miami on an airplane, and we landed and parked right next to Air Force One, which I was able to watch during the sunset hours. It was beautiful. The power of the presidency and how they project it is absolutely amazing. And now I would like the president to do one last thing. I'd like him to show courage and leadership. Right now, the election is going to be very close. You don't have to take a side. What you have to do is you have to want to help the American people. And the person that wins the election, I think, is going to be the one that's shown to be helping the American people the most. Like Germany, we need to start negotiating with our with people. The Germans are negotiating with the Eurozone. We need to negotiate both sides of the aisle here. I'm not saying anybody's right or anybody's wrong. I'm saying their activities are incorrect. They work for us. The American people demand that the president marshal the government to solve the problems. We need a president and a government that can work together. There is natural room for disagreement, but you have to work together. And congratulations to the Heat. They taught us teamwork and that how important it is to shut out negativity. I saw Spo today, and I thanked him, and he was beaming. High five to Spo and the rest of the Heat. I want to thank our sponsors, our new sponsor, Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank Best Roofing, True North Financial, DataCorp, Lolly Green MSW, Social Media 305, Dr. Victor Franks, and the NFL Alumni Association, as well as the UF Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage on Freed on Business. Get social with us at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business. Follow us on Facebook. Look for me on LinkedIn. Watch our YouTube channel. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now be like me. Go out there and make it happen.